Taylor Swift and Willow. It is the Morning Crew, Hughie Aitken there in Sydney's 104.1 Today FM. Guys, we're joined on the phone by the treasurer of this country. It is Josh Frydenberg, everybody.
Good morning, treasurer.
Good morning, Hughie. Good morning, Aaron. Good morning, team.
Good morning, treasurer.
Ed Cavalier.
He's fully aware of who I am. Now, treasurer, she's been allowed because she's allowed to have one boring, long-winded political question. So it's first, Aaron. Here
it's
he
not
is.
Boring for no, people well, who actually.
Come on, let's have a
okay, help. Treasurer. First of all, congratulations. I know how much work goes into this. You've released a budget that addresses so many important social issues of our time, which is wonderful. I want to ask you in simple terms, how do we pay for it given we are lowering taxes?
By growing the economy, growing the pie will enable us to ensure that our economy gets stronger over time. It's been really important in this budget to continue the focus on jobs. So you've seen investments in skills and in infrastructure, in the digital economy. And as you say, Aaron, there's also tax relief for families and support for businesses to invest. If you look around the rest of the world, the virus is still raging. Europe's gone into a double dip recession. We cannot take the gains that we've made for granted. That's why we've got to secure that recovery, and that's what this budget's all about.
It's a crazy thing to think that we're better than ever. I find that hard to believe, Josh. Have you fiddled the figures? I mean, how can we have more people in work and how can we be going so well with bloody this last year and a half? It's just nuts.
Well, Hughie, the labour market has surprised on the upside and it's been really pleasing to see the people who had lost their jobs get back into work. And if you compare what's happened in this recession compared to the 1990s recession, the recovery has been five times faster, which is incredible. But again, there's a lot of uncertainty out there. You only have to turn on your television to see those terrible images in India, to see more than 800,000 new COVID cases a day, to realise that the virus is still with us. We can't take our health for granted. We've got to continue to provide those COVID health measures, which we've done in the budget, and we've got to keep that pressure in terms of creating jobs as well.
There's been a lot of talk about what you've done for women in this budget, and included in that in health, domestic violence, childcare as well, which I know is not just a female issue. Just summarise for us the benefit to, say, women between, say, 30 and 50.
Well, in terms of childcare, particularly families where they have more than one child in childcare, it's just not worth it to go and work an extra day in the office or in the shop or indeed at home. Too much of that money gets eaten away with childcare fees. So we're providing up to a 95% rebate for families who have more than one child in childcare. Domestic violence is really a serious issue, and we've seen an increase in some of those numbers through the pandemic. So for women who are fleeing domestic violence situations, we're providing cash support to help them get back on their feet. We're providing safe houses. We're providing legal assistance and counselling. With respect to women's health, we've listed a number of drugs on the pharmaceutical benefit scheme. With respect to breast cancer, we've also ensured that there's more money going towards screening, osteoporosis and the like, and other areas of health concern. So there's a lot of things in this budget to help do that.
Treasurer, thank you. Now, on the front page of the paper, just we know that it's great to a lot of tradies listening to us, tradies on the tools, they can get a tax-deductible ute, which is great. We love that. Hughie's going to get himself a fleet of them. But here we go. Now, a long, long time ago, the GST was brought in, and part of it was to get rid of the cash economy or to try and get some tax on that, which we both applauded. And then Hughie's been going on about how you will often go to his comedy shows and laugh
that's
and have
true.
A great time. However,
No,
hang on, Mr. Treasurer. This is fair enough. This is a story that I don't think he told us that he was going to do this joke or do this story on stage. This is true. Saw you and thought, I better not tell this story in front of the Treasurer. So luckily I've got it recorded. Treasurer, have a listen to this.
I was on the dole for 7 years. Yep. 7 years turning up to Centrelink full of shame, thinking, then my father saying, get a job, mate. So I'm like, Dad, I've got one. I'm just getting paid cash.
Treasurer?
Well, look, if Hughesy goes home today, he'll wait for that knock on the door for the back office.
I heard him laugh.
Because we never forget.
I heard you laugh.
And even though he's a Carlton supporter, we love him dearly. Yeah.
Treasure, he's an Eels supporter now.
Paramount Eels, mate.
Well, what about Melbourne Storm?
Paramount Eels.
I shouldn't swear on Sydney radio.
Thank you, Treasurer.
Thanks, Treasurer.
She's in now.